Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and today, Mi'at Hashem, we will discuss the halachas of Yeshiva Sukkah, and specifically pertaining to the bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah, and which foods need the bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah. So the Gemara in Sukkah comes out of Maskana that lahalacha, every time you go into the Sukkah, you make a bracha Leishiv HaSukkah. That means if you leave the Sukkah and you Mesiach Das, and you come back in, you make a new Leishiv HaSukkah. If you go out just to go to the bathroom or to get something, of course, that's not called leaving. But if you leave the sukkah and you come back, every time you come back, you make a bracha leishiv sukkah. But lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, that we only make a bracha on achila, only when we eat. Like the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Tof Reish Lamites, Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Sif Ches, Nagu she'em mevarchim ala sukkah, ela b'shas achila. Our minig is, we only make a bracha, only b'shas da achila. That's when we make a bracha on Yeshiva Sukkah. And Mr. Brewer explains that after Medina, the Gemara, that's Paiskim Rishonim, Kishaberach Basukkah Vayotza, to do something, you make a new bracha when you come back in. But Lamaisa, our minig is like a shita, minig kol ha'ilam, kedasa Paiskim, she'ain't the mavarchim al v'shas achila. Only when you eat, by film, Yoshi Basukkah kaid ma'achila, shah, ain't the mavarchim, you don't make a bracha. The sphil, the bracha shemavarchim achkach al achila, the bracha that you make on the eating afterwards, he pateras akol she'ikr. That part is the sleeping, v'hatiyul, and that you sit there and fabreng, v'halimud, and learning the sukkah, shakul and tvein lo, they're all tuffle to the achila. And then the Mishbura says, because of achrayim, the nachan adavar, lot is gam ta'as ha'paiskim reshainim, v'lo leishev kach b'li bracha. When you're walking, you shouldn't sit without a bracha. What should you do? Right when you come home from shul and go into the sukkah, you should right away make kiddush and eat a little mezainis, then eat a kabeya of pasababa kistin, and you make a leishev sukkah. And this way, you won't be sitting without a bracha. That's when Mishbura comes out. And the bracha is going on everything. The bracha you make on eating is going on the achila, and on the shina, and on the tiyul, and everything. So there's a big shiloh when it comes to someone who goes to the sukkah and he doesn't eat. He's fasting. So the Chai Adam holds, if someone technically would go into a sukkah and he doesn't eat, then he would make a bracha on the yeshiva sukkah, because he doesn't have a achila to pata the yeshiva. But we don't paskin, even though Mishbura brings down this Chai Adam, we didn't go with this Chai Adam. But it's negeya like this. When someone goes to sleep, so l'chayr should make a bracha on sleeping. That's an ikar yeshiva sukkah, sleeping. The only reason why we don't make a bracha on fizeh is because we make a bracha on the achila, and the bracha on the achila paters the shina. But what happens if after your Friday night Suda, or after any day Suda, that you made a bracha leishiv sukkah, you leave the sukkah, you go to Davin, or you go somewhere on a trip, you go visit someone, and you come back, and now you want to go to sleep. So chayra, you should be chayv to make a leishiv sukkah. And the truth is, Rav Chaim Kievsky, Rabbi Belsky, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, all say that you have to make a leishiv sukkah on the Shina in such a case. In such a case where you left after the eating, and you came back to the sukkah, you should make, and you left a full leaving, not, you didn't go back into the house to get into pajamas. You left the sukkah completely, you went to someone else's house, went to Davin, and you come back, you make a leishiv sukkah on sleeping. That's the sheet of these achrayinim, these paiskim. But the Lamaisa, some argue, and they say no, it's a vui like that in the Shulchan Harav, and the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, and it's a vui from them that you only make a bracha on achila, and you don't make a bracha on anything else. But the Lamaisa, it's a good taina, where's your bracha on the shina? Where's your bracha on your sleeping? You left the sukkah. So therefore, the medaktikim, they take some cake with them when they go to sleep. Before they go to sleep, they take a kebeya, the size of kebeya of cake, and they make a leishiv sukkah, and then they go to sleep, and this way, they chaperain all the shittas, and they make a leishiv sukkah even on the sleeping. Now the shaila is, which foods are chayiv in sukkah, and which foods do you make, not only chayiv in sukkah, you have to make a bracha of leishiv sukkah. So there's a lot of different foods to talk about. There's bread, there's pasavah kistin, which means cookies, cake. Then there's tafshol of chamesh shaminim, like it could be a lot of cereals, pasta. Then there's yayin, there's wine. There's meat and vegetables. There's peiros and there's mayim. We have to talk about all these different food items to know what the halacha is. Now, the ikra halacha is the mechava paskas the tofrei shlamitas sif beis. The ikra halacha is like this: oichlim v'shoysim yishenim besukkah kol shiva ben yoyim ben lailam ve'en yishenim chutz sukkah afilu shinus arai. So the whole week of sukkahs, you eat, you drink, you sleep in the sukkah, and you can't sleep out of the sukkah, even shinas arai. Aval mutar lecha achilas arai chutz sukkah. But eating arai out of the sukkah, that's mutar. V'kama achilas arai, zokt mechaber, kebeya mipas, a beya pas. So anything more than a beya is called kvar, but a beya and less of pasta, egg size of pasta, unless it's mutter to the Arab Sukkah. Or mutter is just mayim v'yayin, v'lecho peiris, and fill a kava leo. You're allowed to drink water, drink wine, eat peiris, fill a kava leo, chutz a sukkah. Or mishi yachmer al-atzma v'leyishta chutz a sukkah fill a mayim. Someone's machmer himself doesn't even drink out of sukkah water. Harez them a shubach. That's very praiseworthy. The tafshala also mechamesh shaminim kaveya lov choshev kevet sar a sukkah. And if you kaveya on tafshal of chamesh shaminim, then you make a leish of a sukkah. So that's what the mechaber says. Now let's go into the details. So regarding pas, so the halacha is that you cannot make a leish of a sukkah unless you eat more than a kaveya pas. This is excluding the first night. The first night might be different, but anytime you go into the sukkah and you eat more than kaveya pas, you chayiv to eat in the sukkah first of all. And second of all, you can make a bracha leish of a sukkah. Now what happens if you don't eat a kaveya pas, but you eat a kazayis pas with together with other foods? So then some hold that is mitzarif to the kfiyas, and you'd also be able to make a leish of a sukkah. Now, what about pas babakistan? So the Mishabruah is mesupik if you make a bracha leish of a sukkah on pas babakistan. He says that v'm loy kava sudasay alav on this pas babakistan cake, rak sha'achu yosu b'kaveya, he ate more than kaveya of cake, but there weren't kaveya sud on it, which means, according to one side, it means it's not your suda. If that's your whole supper, it's a big side, you would make a relationship with sukkah, the kuliyama. But here, we're not kaveya suda. We're not kaveya suda. So, Shalaz, you say it more than kaveya of cake. What's the halacha? Yesh deyes ben achreinim, mitzorach levar relationship with sukkah. It says, v'ayim v'shari tshuva, shakasa, then yin shabbos v'yont v'baiker, shemish kaddish, you make kiddish, and v'ayich ha-pasim v'kis, the makam suda, to have makam suda. L'kuliyama, you make a relationship with sukkah. Why? Because since you're eating it to make a kiddish of makam suda, that gives it a kvias, and about to make a leisha v'sukkah. V'achshav to mash lo kva, but v'choyl ein kedai levarach, sov brachas l'hakel. He says, v'etzem, on morning kaveya pass in the weekday, not when you're making kiddush, it's a big shayla, and you shouldn't make a leisha v'sukkah. He says, v'zok to mishmurach, and minig oylam levarach af b'choyl. The minig oylam is to make a bracha on more than a kaveya of pass of a kistin, of cake, you make a leisha v'sukkah. And zok to mishmurach, k'dei l'notza mechshash bracha levatol, yirish alotzis miyarach achilosek. Sit there a little bit, and then you hop around the sheet of the Chai Adam, who says you make a bracha anyway. So far what we have is, on bread, morning kaveya, make a leish of a sukkah. That's pashut. Or if you kaveya on bread, also you make a leish of a sukkah. Pasta baba kistin, the ikar halacha is, if you kaveya sud on it, which means you eat 3-4 bayim, or that's a few some sheetahs, if that's your supper, then you make a bracha leish of a sukkah on the pasta baba kistin, which is on the cake. But if you're just eating a morning kaveya cake for a snack, so it's a shayla to make a leish of a sukkah. So if it's Kiddush Makom Suda, the day Kiddush, making Kiddush, using Kiddush Makom Suda, you make a Leish of a Sukkah. But if it's not a Shiloh of Kiddush, if you're not doing it with Kiddush, so then it's a Shiloh. So Zok Mishbura, the Minig Olam is to make a Leish of a Sukkah. And what you do, sit there a little bit longer in order that you chaperain, that I'm sitting in the Sukkah, and Leish of a Sukkah will go on that as well. But when it comes to something like pasta, there, you only make a Leish of a Sukkah if it's a Kvias, which means you ate a lot of it, or that's your complete supper, then you can make a leish of a sukkah. If not, you should not make a leish of a sukkah, because that's not considered pas. That's considered just a tafshel of chamesh minim, and therefore, you should only make a leish of a sukkah if it's a kfiyas. What about wine? So wine, lemaisa, the mishmur comes out lemaisa, that we don't make a leish of a sukkah on wine. The only time to be a tzad that you would make a leish of a sukkah on wine is only if it's a kfiyas, which means you have eating it with 3-4 people, or if you drink a nice few cups of wine, then there'll be a tzad. But lemaisa, the ikad halacha is, you don't make a leish of a sukkah on yayin. But even if you drink a revius yayin or grape juice, you should eat it into the sukkah. It's almost a chiv to eat in the sukkah, because the das of the ritva is that a revius of yayin is called keva already. And therefore, since it's a shayla about drinking it out of a sukkah, should make sure to drink the wine in the sukkah. The big shayla happens by Havdalah. What do you do by Havdalah? Matzah Shabbos, you come home to make Havdalah. So there, do you make a Leish of a Sukkah or not? So pastors want you to make a Leish of a Sukkah. But there is a tzad in the Paiskim that you should make a Leish of a Sukkah. Why? Because since you have to make Havdalah in the Sukkah, so therefore, and that's the normal place that you make Havdalah is in the house, and the Sukkah is Ke'in Tuduru, so therefore, you should make a Leish of a Sukkah on the wine. So it's different in Hagim. Some make a Leish of a Sukkah by Havdalah, some don't. And in order, the Chaperayin Ulashitas, the best thing is to do is to make a Leish of a Sukkah on the Havdalah, and then eat cake afterwards, and therefore, you have a kvias of the cake, and therefore, your Leish of Sukkah will go on that. Now, the Ikka Halacha is that Bas of a Dogim does not need a Sukkah, but the Mishbrua does say that V'da'oi, d'eskimo kam achroinim, d'nochin l'hachmer melechol basar v'dogim u'gvino chot ha'sukkah. So you're makbid not to eat meat, fish, and cheese out of the sukkah. V'davka v'kfiyas, so kfiyas ain't l'hachmer klal. What he means to say is like this. These days, especially v'manazeh, the normal thing is people eat supper, they have meat for supper, fish for supper without any bread. So that became the normal suda of a person. And therefore, it's very chomer to eat that out of the sukkah. You can't say that's called achilas arai. It's called achilas kva, even though it's not pas. And therefore, when someone eats the kviyas, he eats a supper of fish or meat or cheese, it should be done dafka in the sukkah. You should eat dafka in the sukkah. You can't make leish of a sukkah because there's a machlokes about it. The ikar din is that it's not machuyev, but you definitely have to eat in the sukkah. Just like we're saying wine has to be eaten in sukkah because if you don't shoot this, you could be have to eat in the sukkah. Same thing by basim adogim, but you should not make a leish of a sukkah. Now, fruit, make a din, you can eat as much fruit as you want out of the sukkah, even if it's a kviz, you eat a lot of fruit, you let it eat the fruit out of the sukkah, that's what you're paskin. And same thing goes for mayim, water, you let it drink as much water as you want out of the sukkah. But again, the Mechaber says, if someone's makbid, not even to take a drink of water out of the sukkah, hareiz them a shubah. Now, it's not a very important thing when it comes to drinking water. There are times when drinking water is mechuyif to eat in the sukkah. Sharatzim brings down, he has a kasha. It says in the Lashon of the Mechaber, Oichlin v'shoisin v'sheinim v'sukkah. That means ikar din is to eat and drink. What drink has to be eaten in the sukkah? So Zokta Mr. Brewer in Sharatzi, and he says, Hainu le'acha achilasa v'suda sh'derech lishtos oz, tzorech lishtos gam kem v'sukkah d'nichlahu v'suda. What he means to say is like this, Sharatzi, that if I'm drinking toicha suda, then it becomes part of the suda. And therefore it has to be drunk in the sukkah. You have to drink it in the sukkah. So therefore, if someone's in the middle of the Suda, sukkah by night, by day, sukkah by day, or middle of Chalamoid, he's in the middle of the Suda, and he goes out to the refrigerator and takes a drink of water. That's not allowed. You have to go back to the sukkah to take a drink of water, because when you're drinking in the middle of the Suda, it becomes part of the Suda, and you're mechuyev to drink that cup of water in the sukkah. And there's another point that Rav Shlomo Miller says this, Rav Shlomo Zalman says also, that if you're standing right next to the sukkah, where you want to take a drink of water, you should definitely walk into the sukkah. Because that's like a bazillion of the mitzvah. The sukkah's right here. You're supposed to be, everything is on the sukkah. To take a drink right outside the sukkah when it's so easy to walk right into the sukkah, that should not be done. And so therefore, these two cases are two cases where you should dafka be makbid to have this drink in the sukkah, even water. If it's in the middle of the suda, or if you're standing right next to the sukkah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Mem, Sifkat and Aleph says that this bracha of leish of a sukkah is not a bracha exclusively for men. Because like the Mechaber says, Noshim va'avodim uktanim p'turim min ha'sukkah. Be'etzem, noshim apartim min ha'sukkah. Zokta mishru why? Mishum da'havalei mitzvah sensations man garama v'noshim p'turais. Ve'eved dina k'isha. Zokta mishru b'ruro l'inyam bracha k'shiroitz n'leishu v'sukkah ayin le'el simi n'zayin de'noyegin ha'noshim levarech. The minig is to make a bracha yourself for leishu v'sukkah, because just like they make a bracha on all mitzvahs that say it's not grama, for example, the Noshim will be shaking a lulav, they're going to make a bracha of Alantia's lulav. It's a mitzvah that says it's not grama. Teretz is our Noshim, the minig is, now, we could be the svar them not, but the Ashkenazim, the minig is, that the Noshim make a bracha on a mitzvah that says it's not grama. And Zokta Mishbru, the same thing goes for Leisha Vasukkah. They can also make a bracha Leisha Vasukkah when they eat in the sukkah.